Well, the company was founded in 1967, and their core business really is choline and encapsulation. And in 1999, they introduced ReaSure, which is a choline encapsulated byproduct that that they produced. And that's what really kicked it off in 1999. And since then, we've got four encapsulated products. We have an organic trace mineral line. We're a global company. We've got people in Europe and Asia and North America. And so our business is growing.
Now, obviously, the advance or the advantage of encapsulation is slow release. And what's the advantages to slow release?
Well, the real advantage is you're trying to get the nutrient delivered to a specific site in the animal. In the ruminant's case, we're trying to get it through the rumen and get it to the lower GI tract where the nutrient can be absorbed and used most efficiently. So that's really the advantage of that technology.
And the encapsulation that goes with it. What kind of advantages do you see with that delayed release and getting it into that lower GI past the rumen?
Well, the real advantage, and I'm going to highlight one of our latest technologies with AminoSure encapsulation, is actually we are getting to the point where the nutrient is less expensive than a traditional feed ingredient because of the efficiency of the delivery system.
Oh, that's substantially different there.
It is, yes. That's a game changer for us.
So how do you decide which to encapsulate? I mean, you've got four products right now. How did you decide on those four products? You started out with the choline, obviously.
Right. Choline was our first choice because we manufacture choline in North America. Mm-hmm. And so that was our first choice, our flagship product. And then we just continually found other nutrients that the rumen degraded those nutrients. So they were no longer as efficient. You had to feed a lot more of that nutrient to make it effective. So our encapsulation allows you to use a smaller amount of the nutrient for the animal to utilize that nutrient instead of wasting it in the rumen where you have to feed so much more.
At one time, you know, there was a lot of attention paid to bypass protein, to getting everything past that rumen. And that's kind of, that theory has changed a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, you still need the rumen to operate efficiently. But when you get down to specific nutrients that you want to deliver, like a methionine or a lysine or any of these specific amino acids, you do need to get by the rumen.
And this is something that's become more of a factor as you get into these high-producing cows, isn't it? You get into a 30,000-pound, 35,000-pound cow.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. The other part is the fact that protein prices and feed prices have been so high that the nutrient cost has been a lot higher. So now they're looking a lot more at efficiency than just a pure cost to the product.
Now, if they'd like more information on Balchem?
Yeah, they can go to balchem.com. That's probably a good spot to go to. And then they can search it and find out where they want to.
And you have a number of dealers throughout the country, a number of that are handling your product.
Yeah, our products are national. You can find them nationally. Yeah. We operate through a distribution system, and they end up in the feed dealers and end up in manufactured and feed.